We hear from a holy imam that the ink of a scholar is better than the blood of a martyr. We see these examples in the writings of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, that when he formulated the concept of wali tufaqi on paper, he was the only one that was able to take these words from a piece of paper and brought them into reality, as we see today as the Islamic Republic of Iran. And it said, before this, no other revolution was ever so popular or ever so successful other than the revolution of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam. We see that all other places try to emulate this revolution of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi. But we have to understand something, that with his loss is definitely a great loss into the community. Because we know once a scholar leaves us, this void is just never could be filled by us. And he always used to constantly speak to the scholars, because the scholars are the ones who influence the communities. Because if it wasn't for the scholars, the Islam might not have never even reached some of us. So he used to come at the scholars and he used to remind them of their obligations which they had towards the people. He was to tell them that you must purify yourself not only before you go into the Hauza, but once you are in the Hauza and after the Hauza. Constantly tell us this. He would tell you that once the imam gets big and the beard gets longer, that you will stop being able to study under people. You will have so much pride. And he explained to the people that even great scholars are Sheikh Taif, which we all know as Sheikh Tutsi, even at the tender age of 52, because 52 is still young, right? Subhanallah. He used to still go to class. He used to still educate himself. One time he had quoted his teacher, Sheikh Hairi, which was considered the actually founder of Hauza Aqum. And the Sheikh had said, how easy it is to become a mullah, how hard it is to become a man. He said, but this is not right. He said, should be how hard it is to be a mullah and how difficult it should be a man. This is an example of wisdom. And as he tells the people about the spirituality, how we should constantly purify ourselves, we think a person that talks about spirituality, would he be an example of spiritualism? Yeah, Imam definitely was. Because we read some of his works about spiritualism at a so high level that many of us are not able to understand these works. And then we look at him, they was just talking about how if we did not tape up his Mephitogenon every month or so or two, we would have to replace it. Because of the constant use of this Mephitogenon, that we would constantly have to tape it up or even replace this book. We all know how the Mephiti is. And we know that constantly reading it to the point that you have to tape it up. This is basically uses of this Mephiti. So he was an example of the spirituality. He was his example. But we people always criticize and say, oh, once he becomes a ruler, he will change. He will go and become like a king. We saw an example of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, he was not even like that. They said his wife explained that he would not eat until she come to the table. When she used to try to do chores like cleaning, sweeping, and all types of other chores, he would tell her not to do it because he would do it himself. They said that if he was sitting at the table and she would come into the door, he wouldn't even ask her to shut the door, that he would rise up and walk to the door and shut the door on his own. How many of us would do this? We would say, oh, please, hon, can you shut that door for me? He was so compassionate. They said that one time his wife went off to go to Tehran. And they said, his daughters said that he was so sad. His daughter said, why are you so sad? He said, if you were like your mother with her greatness on how she treat me, and hopefully your husband will be sad when you're away from him as well. You see this? This is an example of the Iman. This is an example of how you take the teachings of our 12 Imams and implement them into your life. And in turn, everybody will see this. We see this in his contentment. The funniest thing that I have read, they said one time in his house, was able to visit his house in Qom. And in his house in Qom, people to this day are giving classes inside this house. You go there, you see classes there. Like it's like he has never left. They said one time a brick mason or a contractor came and said, you know, his steps, if you ever go into that house, it's almost almost like a factory. You go in the door and it's a big old opening, like a garden. And you go to the right, his house is over there on to the right. So they said that the contractor was telling that his bricks on the stairs are no good, that he would have to replace these stairs. He told the contractor, he said, oh, please, flip the bricks over and leave the bricks alone. Leave the bricks alone, just flip them over, leave them alone. And we see the big example of how the people love Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullahi Alayh, in Iran and also outside of Iran. Because when you go to his shrine, people are just sitting there. Inside of the shrine, just sitting there. Maybe zikrin, talking, but they're just there, sitting there. It is never empty there. It's active. The same way how he was active with the revolution. See, because the Imam, he had a focus. He stayed on his focus, on his course. And he was not deterred of this course. Because we see he used his slogan. What was his slogan? Every what place is what? Karbala, and every day is what? Ashura. This was his slogan. And when we live under this slogan, we will understand that every place that we go is a fight. And everywhere we do, everything we do is a struggle. As long as we know that it's feasible, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Bismillah ar-Rahim wa al-As, inna al-insana lafi kus, illa al-ladhina aminu wa aminu salihati, wa tawassaw bil-haqi, wa tawassaw bil-sab, wa akhra dahwana, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salli ala muhammadin wa aliyat tahirin.